The Lieutenant Governor is on the road today, so I have the Secretary of State with me. As you know, the election is 8 days away. I've invited Secretary of State Matt Schultz to provide you with a quick update on the Iowa vote. Here in Iowa, we're proud that we have a consistently strong voter turnout, and we have a history of honest elections. As good as we are, however, I believe there's still room for improvement each and every year. Matt Schultz has been a tireless advocate for voters to show identification at the polls, which can help protect the integrity of our voting system and prevent fraud. Matt has taken a reasonable approach to voter ID in Iowa, and we can all work together to ensure this goal is achieved. Last year, voter ID passed the Iowa House, but unfortunately was stalled in the Senate. I know Matt will continue to be a tireless advocate on this issue, and I'm hopeful that eventually it will pass and be signed into law. And I'll have the opportunity to sign it into law. Our focus today, however, is on this year's election. I believe this will be yet another very close election in Iowa. We are just one of a handful of states that will decide who will be the next president of the United States. And there are a lot of other important races in our state as well. To that end, I want to ensure that Iowans will have an honest and accurate count and results that we can rely on. I'm excited to have Matt Schultz as our Secretary of State because he takes this responsibility very seriously, along with our 99 county auditors. So at this time, I'd invite Matt to give you an update on our election thus far.
Thanks, Governor.
You bet.
Appreciate it. Well, I do want to publicly thank the Governor for allowing me to come and give you this update. We're working really hard. Early voting has been going on for a while now, and our county auditors are doing a great job. They're professionals and have been obviously carrying the load for the election this far. We think we are going to have a record turnout when it comes to early voting. We have 625,000 absentee ballot request forms so far, with 470,000 returned. Now, compared to 2008, there were 545,000 ballots cast early or through absentee. And so the trends are moving to where we should reach or surpass that by the time November 5th comes around. Now, of those, we have about 45% are Democrats who have returned their absentee ballots, 32% Republican, and 23% no party. But we're seeing that, especially from the Republican side, the absentee ballot requests have been coming in more frequently here at the end. So we believe it's going to be very close. Of that, we've had about 70% turn their early vote in by mail. We've had 20% go to the auditor's office to cast their ballot, and about 10% go to satellite voting locations to vote. And so we're very excited about the turnout. It is going to be an exciting race. It's going to be close, we believe. And you can see that because both campaigns are spending a lot of time here in Iowa here at the end. And so we're looking forward to that. We also want to make sure that people are aware of our election app for Android, iPhone, and iPad. And this could be a very important tool for voters. Excuse me. With redistricting that just took place, you may be voting at a different location. And so if you download this free app to your phone or your tablet, you're able to easily, just by a click of a button and putting in your address, find your polling location with a map to find where you need to go. You can also find all the other election information you need, county auditor's information, as well as being able to request an absentee ballot. You can put in your information and have that absentee ballot request emailed to you, where you can then print it out and sign it and send it into your county auditor. And so we're trying to give our voters all the tools they need in order to be able to exercise their right to vote. And so we're excited about the election coming up. We're excited about all the interest and having both candidates here so much. We feel that this is going to be a close and important race here in Iowa, and our county auditors are doing an excellent job in making sure that we have a clean election. So thank you.
Well, it's kind of interesting with the Matt's recent example, it reminds me of what my granddaughter said in the last campaign. There's an app for that. Seems like there's an app for about everything these days.
Yeah, just search on the Android, on the Google store, or go to the Apple store and just type in Iowa Secretary of State, and it'll come up, and it's a free download.
Questions? Yes.
Well, that's a very good question. We don't have a provision that I'm aware of a statewide recount. So this will be something that'll go county by county if it comes to that. But you know, we're hopeful that it won't come to that. But you know, elections, they can be close, and it could happen where some of our state races are close, and so. One of the candidates will be able to request a recount if necessary. But it's not something that happens that often, and there's nothing that'll trigger any statewide recount.
It'll be done by the county by county.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, as you're aware, with things being so very, very, very close, you know, when you look back at, like, Kerry Bush
right. Well, it was 10,000 votes. And I think the one before that, it was 4,000 votes in 2000.
Okay, exactly.
So we've had close elections.
That's what I was talking about for president. If it's that close and it's that close nationally, are there any national people here watching? Are you doing anything special in terms of the presidential election to ensure the integrity?
Both candidates have an army of lawyers that are here. I can guarantee you that. So there's going to be a lot of people watching this and watching the integrity of this. And obviously, the Secretary of State and the auditors take their responsibility very seriously. But I can tell you both candidates have an army of lawyers that are here carefully monitoring the situation. And we don't have those kind of voting machines.
No, we don't. There won't be any hanging chads in Iowa. That's a good question.
And can you just clarify that? There shouldn't be any issue about voting machines?
No. Well, we have a paper ballot, and it's just like a multiple choice test you take at school. And those ballots are put in the machine. If there are issues, they're able to be taken care of because we have a paper ballot that we can go back and visit that issue.
But you expect to have no controversies?
I can't say that. But what I can tell you is our office is in close contact with both campaigns. They contact us on a daily basis, and we're very open. We had a meeting with both campaigns at the same time, brought them in to make sure that we could answer any questions. We do so on a daily basis, and we expect to have a very clean race. Well, I can tell you we take all complaints very seriously and all allegations very seriously. That's why I went to Department of Public Safety earlier this year to request a DCI agent. This is a great example of why we need a DCI agent with the Secretary of State's office. But beyond that, after those complaints are turned over either by our office or the county auditor or county attorney, those become the investigations of the Department of Criminal Investigation. And so any specific questions on Floyd County would need to be referred to them.
Any other questions? Yes, sir.
What's going to be the biggest challenge for you if it continues to be a split House and Senate moving forward to get the thing done?
Well, I'm very optimistic Republicans will gain control of the Senate. The Lieutenant Governor and I have been working very hard with the Republicans in the Senate. We feel there's some real momentum for change there in the Senate, but we'll deal with whatever the results are. I'm committed to serving as governor of all the people of Iowa and working with both houses of the legislature regardless who controls it, but I am concerned about being able to reduce the property tax burden and the income tax burden. pass significant education reform, and make Iowa more competitive. And that's the reason why we're working really hard to help get a majority in the Senate that will share our goals and our vision there for a strong Iowa.
Have either of you voted early?
I intend to. I have not yet. But my wife and I do intend to vote early.
I'm voting on November 6th. Yeah, I hope there's not a long line in Dallas County.
There may be more provisional ballots this year because of redistricting, I'm thinking. What is the process for provisional ballots?
Well, whenever a provisional ballot is cast, that goes in front of the special precinct board, and those issues are dealt with on a local level by the people who are on that board. You know, we have same-day voter registration, and as a result, we've seen a decrease in the number of provisional ballots in the state of Iowa. We expect that trend to be similar because of that that part of the law.
Well, I think in the paper today there's a story about both Muscatine and Floyd County. And first of all, it is very serious when somebody forges somebody else's name or somebody inappropriately gets a ballot on behalf of somebody that didn't request it. So those things are to be taken very seriously. It's a felony, so it's a serious criminal violation, and those things will be investigated. I don't expect that we'll get a quick, because I understand the people involved have already hired lawyers. So, you know, this is something that's probably going to take some time to sort out. But it is important to let people know that we are vigilant and we're careful. We take this responsibility very seriously. We want to have honest, clean elections in this state. And those that try to cheat, we will investigate and if appropriate, file charges.
I would just concur with the governor's response. I think that we've sent a clear message in the state of Iowa. Don't cheat. You know, with DCI, they're investigating all sorts of different crimes. We've already seen cases of non-citizens voting as well as felons who have registered to vote. And so anything that we see either in our office, the county auditors, or county attorneys, they contact the DCI agent assigned to our office, and he's investigating them, and he's working very hard. I think that people understand that, and we will be able to catch people if they are cheating.
You know, we did have an example of this back in a congressional race in eastern Iowa, back I think in the 80s, and happened in Linn County, where you had somebody that didn't live in Linn County tried to vote in Linn County, and that was discovered, I think, by the county auditor's office at that time. Any other questions? Very good. Have a good day. Thank you.
Thanks, Governor.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Really did.
Yeah.